Hey, friend, welcome to Module 9, where we really are talking about what does continuous improvement look like? This checkpoint we want to talk about, get small to go big, right? This was one of our core tenets from the very beginning. And we're coming back around to it because you're going to have to think about your next pancake, right? If this first pass through the PLC helped you lay down new mental models, new understandings, new areas of focus that you really had not associated with culturally responsive teaching, then now you're going to have to go back and rethink everything. You tried some things. Some things may have worked. Some things may need tweaking and adjusting. So you're going to have to do a little blueprinting around the next pancake, or maybe we stick with the metaphor, right? How will you adjust the recipe? That's the question. You know, I don't want you to think anything is wrong if your first pass as a cognitive mediator or building processes to get kids to chew more effectively really didn't result in big changes. That's okay. This is the whole point. Recognize that you learned something. That's why throughout this journal, I put the audits in so that you really can slow down enough to really get that fine grain data for yourself so that you can actually be now thinking about tweaking the recipe, right? The thing I want you to think about at this point is what's the story about this first time around that you're telling yourself? Right? What's that next iteration going to look like? And what are you going to need to change about that story in order to actually get the recipe right? Where will you start? So this is back to our idea of get small to go big. You're looking at the small things that need to be tweaked. You know, you're not going to go in there and I'm going to change everything. But if you're looking forward to next year, you can get started with some of those foundational things that you realize were really important. For example, you know, preparing the dojo, even before we're actually getting kids into that learning pit, we've got to actually create that intellectually safe environment. We've got to prepare that dojo, right? So where will you start? Remembering, you're starting with one thing doesn't mean, oh, I've got to go 5 months with only that one thing. You're stacking your success. That's what you're doing. Start with a small, high leverage practice. How do you know which one to start with? Well, that's going to depend on who your kids are and where they are in their academic, you know, capacity to carry more of that cognitive load. And that's going to determine how you get started, right? This isn't about just incorporating strategies into the classroom, like random ass strategies, but it's selecting the right instructional tools, structures, and processes that are going to help underperforming kids get into the learning pit and thrive as a result of productive struggle. Now, me just saying that, it leads to a list of a whole host of things that you will have to make sure come together in order for students to do that. So again, I'm not asking you to make changes of all those things, but recognize what's going to be my lead domino. Where will I tweak my recipe? This is not about, oh, I'm just going to, you know, create diverse units. Remember, we are putting the student at the center. So what's that next pancake going to look like? And I bet it'll be much more attractive and tastier the next time around. All right, have at it.